Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the special Board of Directors meeting, Big Bear Airport District, Monday, June 30th, 2025, in the temporary terminal building. You'd all please stand and join me in the thanks. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Agenda, all the word. Board Secretary, Beckington.
When I call your name, please signify your presence in today's meeting by standing here. Director Gardner?
Here.
Director Lauren?
Here.
Director Lindstrom?
Here.
And President Christine?
Here.
Thank you.
I forgot the mission statement. The mission statement is the Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional unit of aviation operations. Item four, approval of agenda.
No changes from staff.
I move to accept the
All in favor?
Aye. Item five, public comments. Public comments are permitted only on items listed on the closed special meeting agenda, and public comment period will be prior to the board's deliberation of each item. Persons wishing to comment on an agenda item should go to the podium and wait for the president to recognize them. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all speakers are limited to a maximum time limit of 3 minutes with an overall total of 15 minutes. No speaker may allow their time to others. Any public comments? Item six, business matters. Item 6.1, board vacancy. The board members will review the current vacancy on the board and staff will outline and put applicable procedures for filing vacancy under Government Code Section 178. The board will be asked to provide direction on how to proceed with filing a position, filling the position, including potential options for appointment or special election, and scheduling any necessary meetings to remain in compliance with the board requirements.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone. With Director Hicks' resignation effective today, leaves a hole on our board. We received that letter. President Castillo and myself received that at the next or at the last agenda, or I'm sorry, at the last board meeting. And so moving forward, we need to figure out what the options are to fill this position. We have a very tight timeline that the ROV requires from the date of resignation. So from the when we were apprised of the letter, we have 90 days to fill that position, okay? And the process, there's two processes that the board can choose from. Either they can appoint a director for the remaining term of Director Hicks' position, or we can go out to a special election. Now, the appointment, of course, is the cheaper version, the cheaper way. And we can likely, with some of the dates that Rebecca has put together, we can be within that 90-day time frame and have somebody seated. Or you guys can choose to do a special election. We don't believe that we can get the special election completed within that 90 days, but then there's also a cost associated with that special election. The ROV, unfortunately, can't give us any numbers for that special election in the timeframe that when we reached out to them. But the special election that the hospital just did, which was just a measure alone with a mail-in ballot, was north of $130,000. So staff is recommending that we look at other alternatives to for that position and save some money. If the board does not choose to put somebody in this position or go to a special election, the ROV, actually the Board of Supervisors, will appoint somebody at their discretion for that position. And I've seen that happen here at Big Bear Airport. Years and years ago, the county Board of Supervisors did appoint somebody to the position, and the airport board had no say in that person. So if there's any questions, we can talk about it. There are some, Rebecca, did we provide them those documents?
Yeah.
So what we did was just to kind of give you guys a little bit of information to review. If you guys so choose to do an appointment, Rebecca has put some information together for you to look at that and some dates where we need to be able to have somebody seated within that. I said 90 days, but it was 60 days. Yeah. So I misspoke. I thought it was 90. It's 60 days, which even tightens up the window even more.
I have a question. And I have no opinion. I just want to bring something up. Do you think that whoever we get should be a pilot? I think it helps, but I don't know that it matters. But I think it bears some discussion.
That's a good question. So I don't think you can't make it a requirement, obviously, but I think it certainly lends credence to the qualifications. But there have been board members that were very good.
Yep.
Aviation experience is awful, but I mean, they have a good reason why they want to do a great job. I don't think it would sway me, as long as they have a really good reason.
I just think we should consider it, I guess,
yeah.
The right way.
Consider their knowledge of aviation.
Well, knowledge of the rules and knowledge of an airport, knowledge of the airspace.
Oh, that'll be up to our decision. It's not a limited requirement.
The only requirement the ROV cares about is that they're a resident of Big Bear. That's it. There's no other.
When you say that, Ryan, a resident of Big Bear encompassing like
all of
Baldwin Lake,
the district itself, what we call the sphere of influence. The sphere of influence is basically from the dam east of Baldwin, Rainbow Lane on the south side of Onyx Summit to the middle of Holcomb. So it's really any home that they consider Big Bear their domicile. They're here more than 6 months of the year, or 6 months in one day, they have the ability to apply for this position.
Thank you. No question. I mean, my comment as a pilot obviously would be helpful, but you cover so many things that aren't pilot related. Budget is just as an example. Maybe somebody with some business experience, planning experience, and there's a number of things that I think somebody can come to the board and provide some valuable experience at a distant airport or a pilot. Maybe obviously helpful, but
I'm going to bring.
The end of the question of the time frame is the residents for at least 6 months, you said?
Correct.
One day. Stop it. I'll make it possible. So we've been here. I think we've been maybe not. I guess I'm wrong. So we've been down this road quite a few times. Historically, I mean, we can do either or, like Brian said, we hardly accomplish a step for that in time, but then we would be saddled with a point of any place that can for a supervisor that would be the best option.
I don't either.
And so we've done this many times, and historically, most agencies have to do points. Especially if it's halfway through the term, which is like, how much time do you guys have left?
I have more than a year.
About a year and a half?
Yeah.
December of 2026.
Yeah. Well, that's historically, that's what most teams say. So mostly, though, and no matter what, my understanding was when you appoint somebody, they will only serve out that term.
That's correct.
They will not serve
that is
the next election.
Right? Yeah, that is correct. So
if somebody quit after the 4-year term, they moved away or something, you had to appoint them again. We wouldn't get the whole 4 years, right?
No,
right.
It would go to the next general election. So this seat will fill out Director Hicks' remaining position, and then that seat will be up for election in fall of 2026.
About the expense, we don't know exactly how much.
Yeah.
I guess the next thing,
question, what does a special election get us and you know, the process of us just electing something ourselves?
Essentially what you're doing is you're allowing the community to pick that person. If you appoint, you four will be making that decision. And if we go to a special election, you guys won't have any say into it. It would be the community at large.
I just don't see it's being a special election.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you at this moment have any candidates in mind? You?
I do not.
Does anyone?
Well, we can't really talk about
it. Yeah. Yeah, no. The process will happen.
Sorry.
The direction you guys want to go. This will be put in, there'll be an advertisement within the Grizzly. There'll be an advertisement on our website, social media. So we have a lot of drafts that we've already prepared for your review. And because we really got to hit the ground running. So if you look at, the dates there on the notice of vacancy, which is the what she provided, you know, I think we, Rebecca, correct me if I'm wrong, we'll have somebody in place by August.
Correct. Yeah. So in the notice of vacancy, we are suggest this will run potentially in the Grizzly two times. I think it's the 3rd and the 10th. July, and then we're asking that we get all the applications, resumes, whatever you guys decide is appropriate for the applicants to turn in by July 18th. So that gives us, we have to have that vacancy, this notice running for at least 15 days before the appointment is happening. So with all the time frames, according to the government code, we would be accepting applications no later than July 18th, and then we would potentially have a special meeting scheduled for the end of July, which you guys obviously discussed that was important for you. We can kind of adjust the dates, but we have to keep in mind the time frames. So it's a little bit finicky, but Staff is proposing that we have the deadline to receive all the applications by Friday, July 18th, and a special meeting be scheduled for July 3rd, which is a Wednesday. And that will keep us in line with the requirements for the government.
I'll be out of town.
I mean, we still have plenty of time. We'd have 30 more days to fill the vacancy. However, that kind of worked in line to have the new person seated by August. But we still have 30 days after that if those dates don't work for the board review. Yeah.
So I guess, do we need to discuss and do a roll call vote or just get a consensus connection by the...
We would definitely need a motion on file in a second for, you know, choosing to go the appointment route versus the special election, so we can have that in the minutes and on the record. As far as dates and all that stuff, we would need some sort of discussion and consensus as well today, unless we schedule another special meeting in the next few weeks or so to get that, because we would need to get the notice of vacancy out as soon as possible and just save the ball.
Discussion.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to bring them in motion.
Lauren, you said Wesley social media.
Website.
We would have it on the board out here where we post our agendas, and then probably a copy here in columns.
I mean, they could do it, but it would cost us money.
I'm trying to recall if they ever done
like a political, yeah. And I think one of the main reasons why we wanted to have this meeting so quick was to get this process started, because if you guys want to move forward with the appointment, this will give us enough time to get the advertisement in the Grizzly in this week's paper, and it'll allow us to run it for 2 weeks. You know, it'll close on the 18th. It'll give you, once you guys decide on what you want to have from the prospective candidates, then it'll give you as the board individual time to review those statement of, you know, interest or resume or whatever you guys would like. It'll give you some time to review it. Then we can schedule a special meeting after that. So I think if we could look at everybody's schedule, and it sounds like you're going to be out for that Wednesday or that next month's meeting.
There's actually a possibility that my flight gets into Ontario at 10:30
on the 30th.
Yeah, so I thought it could be.
What's the date we think? 29?
July 30.
I don't know. Probably. My flight's early. Shows up at 10:30.
Yeah. If the only thing about the date that we need to decide today is because the date of the special meeting needs to be in the notes. So about that date solidified, we can't start it. We can't run it. So, yeah.
Jack, maybe you can answer this. It was the next Pilots Association meeting. And whether somebody from the airport board might attend that and promote the open if it falls within the time and frame that we're talking about. We know when the next is.
It'll be the second Tuesday. Yeah. So it'll be the second.
It'll be next week. It'll be the 8th.
I'll do that.
Well, you got I think the speaker is the general manager of the airport, so I don't know. Yeah, as coming, yeah, from me, a part of the report that I would normally give on the discussions, it could be something that I give about the vacancy.
If we vote out,
do we want to limit it? Do we want to make it a requirement for a resume or just make it?
We need it in this one.
Right. Yeah, that's the that we need.
Yes. You can make a motion with everything once you decide.
Okay.
I have a date, whatever.
Well, can I just make the motion that the board of directors will appoint a replacement for Greg?
So,
then I'll second.
Sorry.
Oh, he already did it.
Okay. So we have a motion by Director Lawrence to move that the board will ultimately appoint a replacement to fill the vacancy left by Charles Hicks. Director Castillo seconded the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then we decide if we want president.
Yeah, we just want to leave it like this is all that's required. If someone presents a resume, all the better.
Did that have to be voted on with anyone of the resume?
Just general
not really.
Because what could potentially happen, you could have a statement of interest by any potential candidate. During that special meeting that we select in the end of July, you could potentially have the candidates come and kind of do a one-on-one discussion with them. I don't know if you can do one-on-one.
No, it's a public meeting, actually.
Yeah. But you can actually, you can talk with them and...
We've done that before.
Yep.
In fact, we've done it every time.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. It shows that they're interested. They actually, this is an effort. So to see that they're putting in the effort, they don't have to run an election. They don't have to go do a lot of jump through a lot of those hoops. And also that will help us to know what to ask them in person. I think the resume is a really good idea.
So you want to go ahead and do like a statement of facts, kind of given the outline of who they are, showing that they're interested in the position with a resume that's attached?
I take the opposite stance. Agree, resume is almost standard, almost required or anything. But I would choose to not make it mandatory and say you have to who submits one.
They need to take Nicholas Floss's G.
And if somebody submits one, that
yes.
Is that we're not so stronger with them.
I kind of agree. You can't have into school
teachers. I would be aggressive. I mean, there's always something in a resume that'll catch your eye. Always.
Oh, absolutely. But I think Daryl's, I was kind of rolling that around in my head too. It's like the ones that just fill this out, you know.
That's not enough.
But I know they're not serious. And then the ones that just automatically give you a resume will shine. Help us when
you're I think it's nice to give some guidelines. So, you know, it could be somebody who's never been on a board before, like me. It doesn't mean they're not going to do the job and they don't know what's expected of them. And I'm always asking Brian what a success is of me. I'm like, wait, I have to start here. I've never done that before.
I probably wouldn't think that.
Well, then you might be losing out on
something. That's in the bag, too. All right, so how are we going to do this, rock, paper, scissors?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But if you don't tell them what type of resume, some are really shiny, some.
Limited? To, no.
Just say curriculum vitae, people don't know what that is.
That's true. And then
again, I've hired so many people in my life that, and I've come across people that do just submit, you know, the standard application or whatever.
So he's been in that, and else. Okay.
And it's like, are you really serious about this?
They're taking them.
Because if you are, you're going to submit a resume. You may ask.
It might need to be a school patient.
Okay. David.
I like that thinking that when we get that far to what if the person we, what if it's someone we know. And we know it's a good person. They all did is fill this out. Other people come with their experience. Can we not then anger them with a support resume as a problem? If the application doesn't give enough information, and yet there's sort of intriguing, you know, if they try to buy that, it, so that might have hurt.
And here's another dovetail thought to that. I don't know if we have a lot of time to do that, but another dovetail thought to that is, let's say that. Didn't put some resume. You know, oh, I didn't know you wanted. You told me I would have given them.
No, so that's dumb.
Now it's too late. It's not that we want.
If they're not that savvy, we don't want them.
No, I mean,
that doesn't it.
I agree, but if you don't make it a requirement, they don't know. They just go, sweet. All I can do is.
I believe it should be a requirement.
Oh, I just did it. Yeah. I'm leaning more that direction. Yeah, because they could just feel like, oh, this is all I have. They were judged on it. It's kind of not fair. They're like, oh, I didn't say it. I know it's fine. Naturally.
But you might say it was my preferred.
There you go. That would at least have been better. Yeah, I like that.
So good. I don't either.
And then you make that decision after them of how serious they are. It's a good
comment. You know, why don't you like that?
Because I think it should be required for this job.
That'll be part of your decision making process. So the preferred, that way you can't, they couldn't say, oh, you didn't tell them. Look for the effort. That'll help you make your decision.
If you really want this position, you're going to submit a resume that says resume preferred if you don't want to.
Yeah, that's what I said. For example, I would doubt it.
Probably.
Compromise resume preferred.
So that's going to go on this resume preferred.
It's going to happen. Well, I mean, that's up to you guys if you want a requirement for the statement of interest and somehow. Additional resume, but I do believe this should be a request after there is.
Oh, yes.
What about the reference?
Well,
not on the
statement of facts, resume preferred, and then I guess the last thing we need to figure out a date for the special meeting for you guys to review. You'll have them before. Yeah.
Wait, so that'll be the same meeting that we'll get them before
you'll get them around the 18th of July if we stick to the schedule that we have right now. So you'll get them after the 18th. We'll have a deadline probably the 18th at 5 or 18th at 6, and then we will get those to you the next day or whenever, and then that'll give you a week or two to review them, and then we'll have that special meeting date set where we will likely require those candidates to be here at the meeting for your guys' review and discussion. One of the questions that I have is, because if we do this next meeting, that is going to essentially be the meeting where you're going to be selecting the candidate. How do you want a majority? Do you want 4/5?
Like not that much. In August.
No, you have to appoint on July 30.
Yes.
The interview process.
Okay. You said the next meeting.
The next meeting would be around the 30th or so. There won't be a meeting on the 18th. The 18th is when we, as the district, will receive the statement of interest as well as the resumes. Then Rebecca will then forward those to you via email for your review for the meeting at the end of July.
We also have a meeting on July 9th.
That's the regular, unrelated. Yeah.
Good question. Sure. So, in the meeting on the 30th, how would that unfold? The candidates will be here. I'm assuming we would ask them to come up one at a time to the podium, spill their guts on, you know, why we should pick them. You would have questions for them. And then we'd be going to a closed session following that to pick the person?
No. It all has to be done open session.
So we discuss it openly with the candidates here, and then you choose a person, and well,
yep,
you win, and all you other people.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want a unanimous, if you want to agree to a unanimous or a majority, those are the things that you guys need to discuss. That's why I really want to try to work around your schedule.
Yeah.
Because
no, my wife gets in the rooms. Wow.
If we, and you know, we'll make sure it'll be what, the 30th at 4?
That's the proposed date.
Yeah, that's the proposed date.
Contingency, Steve's flight gets delayed and he doesn't make that agreement.
Well, we still have a quorum, so then it'll be 3. So we still legally could have the meeting.
Can we?
No. No. Yeah, I mean, technically. yeah, so
I second.
So normally the vice president would run the meeting. We don't have one, so you know, in the event that he is unavailable, one of you guys would need to run that meeting.
And then we elect the vice president after the appointment meeting.
Yeah, it would be at the next board meeting. It would be the
August 13th.
Yes.
Ideally, if we go with this timeline, a new board member will be sworn in. Given the oath of office at the 13th, then we can do the reorganization right after.
So, August, we're going to decide whether we select an individual body.
I have to think. We're talking about a new vice president.
No. The new elected director.
Okay.
Do we have to unanimously agree or majority?
I would say unanimous. That's my opinion.
think it would be really hard to talk without putting it in front of them, discuss enough to get a unanimous decision. That would be true.
You think a majority, and majority would be two of them, three of them.
No,
three. Yeah, okay. I'll go with it. I will. One of us hates them, it's too bad.
No. Okay. Joy.
Okay.
All right. So, Rebecca, do you have the dates that are needed that we can put in the statement of interest as well as the advertisement?
Yes. Yes. So just to clarify, the deadline for the resume for statement of interest would be Friday, July 18th, 5 p.m. Special meeting scheduled for Wednesday, July 30th.
And a statement of facts and a resume is preferred. And the candidates, if they do, if we do have communication with them, they'll need to be present at that June 30th meeting.
Renewal special. Public comments. Okay, this is on item number 7. Next meeting will be Wednesday, July 9th, 2025 at 4 p.m. Regular recording for record meeting. Location right here, the temporary terminal building. West Temporary West. Item 8. Adjournment. We adjourn today's special board of directors meeting of Big Bear Airport District Board of Directors. 4:27. 4:27.